We just have a few minutes before we go into the new year, and I just want to share a part of a verse with you. It's a verse that many of you know in the book of James. It's probably or possibly the most familiar verse on prayer in the whole Bible. This year, as we enter into 2016, the elders have sought the Lord and believed that He would have us to emphasize the theme of prayer this year. Fits in very well with the film that we have just seen. I look out here and I see a bunch of potential Claras. And I hope that you look up at me and see a potential Clara and what we saw in this film. And so I just want to real quickly, we'll explore this and expand this on Sunday morning and as we go throughout the year. The idea of prayer through the Bible is so big, you can't really get your arms around it in one message for sure, and surely not in a short little devotional. But in James chapter 5, and I'm just going to read the second part of verse 16, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We're going to talk about prayer is going to be our theme focus this year for our assembly, and we hope that you'll take that and then maybe add it into what you're taking for your own focus for the year and your own goals that you may be setting for your family and for you spiritually. I hope that you'll include this, and really like to think about it like this. Prayer works in 2016. Very simple. Prayer works in 2016. You may say, well, prayer works all the time. That's right. But we're almost in 2016, so that's where we're going to be focusing it. Prayer works in 2016. In this verse, I just want to mention a couple of things very quickly about it. He says here that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Avails much. You see, prayer works. Prayer works because of the one to whom we are praying. And again, as we seek to explore prayer and learn more about how prayer is not us talking God into doing something that we want Him to do, but rather agreeing with Him about what He wants to do and seeking Him in that, we find that the prayer of a righteous person avails much. It accomplishes much. And that's what we really, if we can just for a moment at the on the very eve of going into 2016, if we can get our arms around the fact that much can be accomplished. As Dave read in Ephesians 3:20, beyond what we can ask or even think. And it's not, again, that we're going to be able to make God do what we want Him to do. And we saw in the movie tonight some wonderful things. It's a fictional story based on truth. But you know, some of the things that they hoped would occur did. Some of the things didn't. But you know what? We can yield ourselves to God and we can step back and say, God, the things that I thought were too hard and couldn't be done and maybe I've given up on, Lord, I'm not going to give up on those things. Because the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But then also just want to mention real quickly the effective, fervent prayer. The effective, fervent prayer. That little phrase, effective, fervent, in the New King James, effectual, fervent, in the King James, it really is just one word in the Greek. And it's the word that we get our English word energy from. It's the thought of that working out. And you see, when we come to prayer this year, it's not going to be a kick back, put your feet up. Now, hey, you can pray when you're kicked back and got your feet up too. But we want to pray like Clara prayed. We want to labor, and we're going to see people in the Scripture. And that's how they prayed. And we see that in this very passage. We won't have time to look at it tonight. But Elijah himself. But really, the working prayer of a person who is right with God accomplishes much. Accomplishes much. And that's where we are right now. Getting ready to go into a new year, believing that God can. And believing that God will. According to His purpose. So it's a joy to be here tonight and to get ready to move into this new year. And we're going to do it in prayer. And I'm just going to ask you to bow your head. And just for a moment as we go from one year to the next, I just want you to start this year with prayer from your own heart. Confident in what God can do. knowing that He knows all and He knows what's best and He's able, and realizing that none of us have prayed like we should have prayed. I don't think there's anybody in here who says, I know that all through 2015 I prayed exactly like I ought to pray, the amount I ought to pray, with the fervency I should have prayed. I don't believe any of us would say that. Let's go into 2016 in prayer. Dear Father, as we come into this new year, we know that prayer works. And Father, we know that ultimately the outworking of our prayers is not dependent on us, but rather we believe that it's dependent on You. You are the one to whom we pray. Father, our very prayers express to You that we believe that You are, and that You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek You. We desire to be diligent seekers of You, of Your face, as well as Your hand, this coming year. Father, we've gathered here tonight and we've been challenged as we have watched this movie. Father, we know this is a fictional story, but we know that we have seen in our own lives prayers answered, and we have confidence in You. And Father, as an assembly, we want to move into this year with that in our hearts, that prayer works, that we want to be workers in prayer as we war in prayer. And Father, we believe that You will do Your will, Father, as we seek to align ourselves with Your will. So Father, we just want to do that tonight. I pray for every individual in this room. Father, there may be some here that don't have a relationship with You. I pray that through the gospel that was presented tonight in this movie, their hearts will be stirred by the truth of the gospel. Father, those of us who are saved, that the truth of that same gospel will challenge us as we move into a new year, that we might be different from the people around us, not because we're trying to be unusual, Father, but because we are following the Lord Jesus. And what an example of a prayer warrior and a prayer worker He was upon this earth. So, Father, we thank You for Him. Father, we thank You that it is all about grace. It's not about what we deserve. Father, thank You for not giving us what we deserve. Father, thank You for reminding us that it's not about what we earn, but rather it's about Your grace toward us. And Father, Your grace toward us makes us want to come to You as our Heavenly Father and lift up our needs as individuals and families and as an assembly and as a church worldwide. Father, we just want to be prayer warriors, prayer workers this year. Stir hearts, Father, as we individually make these commitments before You. And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to circle up, if we can, around the perimeter of the building, and we'll count off and sing together as we continue to enjoy this new year. Thank you for being here. It's exciting. Those of you who are visiting, we hope you'll come back and be with us and be part of this prayer this year. Before you leave tonight. So we're going to count off as we traditionally do. We'll start right here on my left and just work our way all the way around.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26, 26. 27.
28. 29. 30.
31.
32.
33.
34.
35. 36. 37.
38.
39.
41.
Above. So we'll try that again.
Bless be the time.